Right. We don't have tanks. There's no spiritual tanks. There's no spiritual bomb. No. We're fighting a very different battle. And we know that there is an enemy, definitely. Satan is a very subtle enemy. In the Garden of Eden, you don't see any jets. Satan didn't come with a roaring F-45 or 17 or 15 or whatever numbers. No, he came as a little serpent. You hear nothing. A serpent, when it appeared, you don't hear the roaring, do you? You hear the boom, do you? Did a serpent come with a big explosion? Right. Nobody knew he slept in. He just creeped in. This is German. He just came in a very subtle way. And his speaking to Eve definitely was not a very scary way. You think he scared Eve away? No? Suppose you were there and Satan came with a big dragon coming down. I think Eve will run away. There won't be any chance for the devil to fool him. Yes, there is a warfare, but it's not the warfare that we think it is. Right? We are fighting against something that we don't see. We are fighting against someone who is very subtle. Even we are fighting the enemy that is dwelling in your flesh. He's not very far away from you. He's right in you, next to you, even within you. You know, we talked about a kingdom the other day, yesterday, that a kingdom is where? Within us. You're thinking of going to the kingdom. But first of all, you have to realize God's kingdom today is within you. Right? You learn the word, the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation. You cannot see with your own eyes, because behold, the kingdom of God is in you. Now, what about the enemy? Where is he? Where is the kingdom of God in you? It is in your spirit. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you know that. Now, where is the snake? Where is he? So far away? Like Peter says, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may just devour you? Is that a way? Yes, he is like a roaring lion. But he dwells in you as sin. Sin dwells in me, Paul says. Therefore, it is no longer I that did it, but sin that dwells in me. That is where the enemy is hiding. Oftentimes, you're looking for the enemy outside of you. But you did not realize how close is the enemy to you. How close is he? Sin dwells in me. Sin is not just something you do that is bad, but in Romans chapter 7, sin is the personification of the devil. If you don't see that, it'll be very difficult for you to fight an invisible enemy. Can you fight an invisible enemy? Hit him in the face. Use your kung fu. How can you beat an enemy that you don't see? And this is the subtlety here. We are the object of the attack of the enemy. You and I, we are the object of his attack. But the attack is very subtle. We also are the object of God trying to gain us for himself. This is why it's not just a warfare that we can describe. It's hard to describe. Because it is within us. In Galatians chapter 5, it says, the flesh war against the spirit, and the spirit war against the flesh, so that at the end you don't know what to do. Like in Romans 8, the things I know I should do, Romans chapter 7, thank you. The things that I want to do and I know I should do, that I don't do it. I couldn't find a way because something is resisting. And the sinful things that I don't like to do, that I do. And that is what warfare is. And if you don't realize that, you think the warfare comes from somewhere. And then you blame the influence, you blame the situation. But no. This is a very special warfare that we need to realize. And Paul discovered that. Right. Who is going to deliver me from the tanks? Not from outward attacks. But the enemy is inside, from the body of this death, sin and death in the body. We all need to realize this. So the only way to win the battle is not a fight in an outward way. But first of all, you have to draw near to God. You have to come to Him. You have to know Him. Yeah. Because He is the only one who overcame Satan. Who could overcome him? Can you? Have you tried? But when the Lord came on this earth as a man, he didn't come as God, because he came to save us as a man. And so he became a man. This is the mystery. Why did God become a man? The Word became flesh and dwelled amongst us. Because if he overcame Satan as God, Satan would say, of course you win, you're God. I have no chance. But against our brother Simon here, I have a chance, I can win against the man. So the Lord says, okay, I'll become a man. And I'm going to defeat you, not as God, but as a man. This is why it was mentioned the other day. The first temptation, when Jesus fasted for 40 days, what are you going to do? What do you think after you fasted 40 days, after the fast is over? The first thing that comes to your mind is what? German sausage. Because our brother is German. Fried chicken. The first thing. Right? Wouldn't you think? Okay, not 40 days, just 40 hours. How about that? The first thing that comes into your mind is your stomach. So Satan tempted Jesus. Right. If you're the Son of God, turn that stone into bread. And you think the stomach in our Lord Jesus Christ is not growling after such a long time of fasting. But what was the Lord's answer? Satan's subtlety is to expose you're not just a man, you're God, you're the Son of God. So turn that stone into bread. If the Lord is not exercised and not knowing the strategy of the enemy, he'll say, oh, it's chicken feet. All of a sudden, the stone became a German bread. Brötchen. Satan will say, aha, I got you. You're not man, you're God. Of course you can defeat me because you're God. But the Lord says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Do you eat this heavenly food all the time? Or you live by breakfast, lunch, and dinner? How do you live? You can go without reading the Bible, but you cannot live without eating breakfast. What do you eat first thing in the morning? German Wurst, Käse, cheese, eggs, and all that. Right. But the Lord, no, the Lord says, man shall not live by bread alone. If you're not a person eating God, the Word of God, I mean, to strengthen your spirit, how can you fight a battle? No food. Can you fight a battle without food? The most important thing is not the bullets, not the bomb. It is the logistics. If the army doesn't have food supply and you destroy all the food supply, you win the war. This is why logistics is very important in the war. So the enemy will always try to destroy the food supply. And the Lord knew that. The Lord says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you're not eating the living food from heaven, the Lord no wonder says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And if anyone eats me, he shall live by me. If you and I are not living Christ, how can you fight the spiritual battle? You cannot fight a battle with an empty stomach. You may have a big tank. You cannot even climb up and get into it because you're so weak. You can't even load the tank with ammunition. Eat the Word of God. Spend time with the Lord. If you don't do that, you will never win the spiritual battle. Because the only one who can win the battle is our Lord Jesus Christ. If Satan came with the world and all the glories of the world, Simon, I'm going to give it to you and make you a billionaire. Oh, you would say, well, let me think about it. If you are thinking about it, you already lost the battle. You already lost the battle. So you can see our relationship with God is the most important thing. It's not even the knowledge, but it's your relationship with the Lord. Spending time with Him in the Word. If you love the Lord, you'll also love the Word. Right? If you love your wife, you speak to your wife. If you're angry with your wife, you don't speak with your wife. Right, Timo? So if you love the Lord, you would love to come to the Word of God and have fellowship with God. I love and appreciate that word when John, in 1 John chapter 1, says, and our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Through what? Through the Word of life. That's why it says, in the beginning was the Word. That which was from the very beginning, the Word of life. And this life was manifested in our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to win a battle? Eat the Word. Have a close fellowship with the Lord. And to live Christ. If you live Christ, the enemy will have no chance. No chance. Praise the Lord. Learn that. This is why in Romans chapter 8, Paul says, God made us more than what? Conquerors. Are you more than conquerors? Or are you struggling? No answer. Everybody's quiet all of a sudden. If we are a person living Christ, this is why Paul says, for me to live is Christ. So he can face any battle, especially the one that is inside us. No wonder Paul encouraged all of us, walk according to the Spirit. Then you will be victorious. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, praise the Lord who always leads us in victory. Sometimes, praise the Lord. That means it is possible, and there's only one way possible. It is if we live Christ, be well nourished, strengthened in our inner man, then the spiritual battle is won. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I think we're all hungry, right? Now you can take care of your stomach.